episode 1756, Are You Living Anonymously?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day. It is Friday. Yay! I don't know. I am just thrilled to pieces. It has been a really long week. And guess what? I was even gone through Monday night, so my week at home didn't even start till Tuesday. I don't know about you, but bring on Friday. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Are you living anonymously? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how confident is your child? There are so many opportunities and so many distractions because growing up today is hard. Are you living anonymously? Some of us would covet the idea to run and hide. Who wants the attention anyway, except those social media extroverts? With our world so connected with technology, our children have no space to create and explore, expanding their imagination and knowledge. There's a battle to find time on the calendar just to chill out. However, what I've noticed as technology has advanced and an overabundance of activities have ruled the must-do to get ahead, our children are falling further behind. Rest is not a priority. In fact, they get less and less of it the older they get. Late nights are the norm. Tests and grades become the focus. Scoring higher is always better. Now, I'm all for doing your best. I am one mama who sets high expectations for her children. I just do. I have since, well, probably conception. No, actually, before I even was married. My expectations, I knew, were going to be high. Why? Because my parents had high expectations of me. Now, all in all, I believe that setting high expectations are good so long as it is helping the child. But as, you know, weeks and months progress, the frustration and tiredness sets in. And then what happens to the confidence? It begins to dwindle. There's so much stimulation that the priorities get lost. Then the confusion begins. Am I good enough? I did it all before. Why can't I get it all done now? What do I really want? Where can I go and hide? I just want to be alone. Who am I? All I want to do is quit. Maybe these questions and statements sound too familiar to you. You know, when I say them to myself, I feel so empty. When my child says it, my heart is torn to pieces. You know those puzzle pieces that have like 2,000 puzzles pieces in them? No, I'm like 5 million puzzle pieces. It tears me up. As our perspectives shift, that's when we become insecure. So where's our confidence now? Where's our self-esteem? If we want to build up our children, increasing both their abilities and their confidence, we have to help them know. That is our KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Know, K-N-O-W. Confidence can't be made by the reactions of the world. It can't be found in the stuff that you do. Anything that can be taken from you does not add confidence to your life. You want to instill the know in both you and your child. Because you know what? They feed off of you. You are their role model. So as much as this is to help your child, it's also to help you. Know, number one, K, know whose you are. You know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, and you need to be telling your child. You are a child of God. You're a princess of a king. You're a prince of a king. You were created in the image of God. Your child is created in his image too. Don't let what others say shake your confidence. You have nothing to prove. How much of our decisions are based on proving something to someone else? Come on, it's confession day. Own it. Yeah. A lot of my decisions are made to prove something to someone else. And when you live that life, you live a life full of regrets. Because you're living someone else's expectations for your life. You're not living the life that God has bestowed upon you. Same goes for your child. Do you want your child to live out your expectations of them or God's divine expectations of them? Psalm 16, verse 8 says this, I have set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Don't let what others say shake your child's confidence. Maybe you got a football game tonight. Maybe your daughter's cheering on the squad. Maybe your son is on the football team, but today he's not playing because he has an injury. So he's on the bench. For whatever reason, he's on the bench. That whole game, what do you think he's going to be thinking in his head? If I only would have done this, I wouldn't be in the position that I am now. You have to show him that he can still make a difference right now where he is, even in his injury. Your daughter, maybe she's out there cheering away, but all of a sudden, something is just like not right. Maybe she feels a little off with her teammates, her cheermates. You can sit there and baby her and say, oh, honey, you're just the best and this is awesome. And yeah, you want to encourage them that way. But you know what? You also need to tell them some hard knock truths. Know whose you are. It doesn't matter what they say. You're the child of a king. Number two, N. Be nimble in mind, quick and alert, discerning and wise. Now, I don't know about you, but this is a tough one. We might be quick and alert, but not on the positive aspect. We might be great at getting angry and frustrated. But what about slowing down and really discerning what needs to happen? Making wise decisions, decisions that are best for you, decisions that are best for your child. This is not about looking left and right to see what friends and neighbors are doing. Do what is right for your child. Encourage your child to make the tough decisions. Be nimble in mind. No, for the O. Number three is own what you can control. Don't overthink someone else's trash. Don't overthink someone else's dreams. Dream your dreams. Encourage your child to dream her dreams. Give your child space to soar on wings like eagles. They don't need to borrow someone else's dreams. They've got their own. And guess what? As they grow, as they learn, their dreams are going to take flight maybe to a different area. It's a journey. It's not about getting to one place and then you stay there. No, it's a journey. You're going to visit lots of places. Your child is going to experience good, bad, and ugly. Help them to own what they can control. And finally, the W, number four, it's the wonderment of a child. Now, this is going to be easier for the kiddos to catch on to than us. Yeah, we're old. And we're stuck in our habits. But we've got to have that wonderment of a child. This is your childlike faith. Your child takes cues from you. Are you believing in who you are? Come on now. I see the hesitation. I feel it in your heart. If you're questioning who you are, don't you think your child sees that too? And then flip the coin. If you're questioning who they are they good enough for you, Mom? Are they good enough for you, Dad? They're going to look at you and say, man, if I'm not good enough for my mom, Who am I good enough for? That is a gut puncher. It hurts. But we've got to wrestle with the real stuff. We can't sit here and just pretend and read books and think that life is easy. We can't turn on the TV and get the 5 steps to the perfect family. It doesn't work that way. You got to be willing to put the work in. Not just into your family, but into yourself. No. No, nimble, own, and wonderment. I love Matthew 18, verse 3. It says this, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is something that reminds me that there's a time for your imagination and hope to flourish. All the time. All the time, your imagination and your hope needs to flourish. And you need to encourage that within your child. Don't extinguish that which may ignite confidence. We sit here and we look at ourselves in the mirror. We go and put clothes on. We try to go fix dinner, and all we hear in our heads between our two ears is, "You're not good enough." Your child wakes up and looks in the mirror. Your child goes and gets dressed in the morning. Your child eats breakfast, goes off to school, gets papers back. Hears mumbling and rumbling about throughout the school day. And your child is wondering, "Am I good enough?" It's really heartbreaking that we, in this day and age, that we even have to have these types of conversations, but because they're not happening, we got to have them. So it's time to get real and wrestle with the rawness. Are you living anonymously? Is your child hiding because they don't feel loved? And I'm not saying love like you're not accepting them. That's not it. This love as in, am I enough? Do I matter with what I do? I'm doing dance. I'm doing cheer. I'm in honors classes. I'm in band. I go to youth group. And on top of that, I volunteer at the animal shelter. What more can anybody ask of me? Yet when your child is still not doing anything, it seems like the joy has escaped them. This is something that we need to look seriously at when it comes to our children. One of the best things I did for my children was when I took a step back and I said, "Okay, enough is enough, Mom. You can't be everything to everybody. You can't do it all. You cannot save the world. But I can help those who God places within my path. And that's who I focus on." I used to get overwhelmed at conferences because I wanted to meet everybody. I wanted to meet the speakers. I wanted to get in the know. And I would find myself scattered and running from one group to the next, trying to be something that everybody else wanted me to be. Well, at least that was my perception. But as I've gotten older and much wiser, I've realized that I need to discern where I need to be, where God is placing me, who He's placing me with, who He puts in my path. If it's just one person out of an entire conference, it was worth it to get to know that one person, to serve them, to love on them. Whatever I'm supposed to do within their journey and my journey, somehow God saw fit to have us come together and meet each other. So how are you building your child's confidence? Are you one who's just got them coming and going all the time, thinking that the more activities they have, the better college they'll be able to go to, the more scholarships they'll get. I'm telling you right now, we are in the midst of crazy college applications right now. I have read more essays, more drafts. I've edited papers left and right, changed sentences 1,000 times. And still I look at them, I'm going, I don't know if this sounds good. Seriously? At some point, we have to step back and we have to own it for our children. And we have to make sure that we're not hiding, that we're not trying to be in a corner so no one sees us. Yet living at the life that God wants for us, we need to encourage that for our children. We need to lift them up. We need them to understand that they need to know. K-N-O-W. Parenting is the toughest job you will ever do and the most rewarding job you will ever do. You won't get a report card because if you do, it'll probably say F. Because if you were to average everything out that you did, it would be a failure. But because you love is because you succeed. You see, love conquers all. Love will erase your mistakes, so don't be afraid to step out on behalf of your child. Have the tough conversations with them as they get older. Me stepping back, not trying to do everything for everybody, was a blessing because guess what? That gave each of my children the space for them to step back and not have to do everything for everybody. They got to grow in their own strengths. They got to strengthen their own weaknesses. It wasn't about trying to be perfect. It wasn't about trying to meet a certain standard on a piece of paper. It was about living out whom God designed them to be, to create their now. That's what I encourage you today to do with your child. Take aim today. Action builds confidence. Now, if you want some help with this, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. All you do is click on that link, a little form will pop up, fill it out. I'll get the information. I will send you back an email and we will set up a time for you and I to chat. Now, also, I have some exciting news. Guess what? It is November 1st. And you got to hold me to this because I know my life has done a lot of roller coaster rides, up and down and all around. And I have mentioned the AIM Academy more than 5 times, easily. I've mentioned it a lot. And where I thought the AIM Academy was going, I was like, yes, it'll be here. And then life happened. And I had to deal with life. And then I was like, it's going to come again. And then life happened. And back on the back burner it went. Well, here I tell you and stand. Guess what? We're going to make this happen. Guess what? It's not going to be perfect. But guess what? I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to come and help you in your everyday life. It's going to be extraordinary. I really don't know what God has in store, but I know He's already preparing women right now to come and join the AIM Academy. So be on the lookout. I'm excited for it. And what is around the corner? My goal, okay, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's confession day, right? My goal is that we will have an actual date as to when we'll be launching it before Thanksgiving. And we may even launch it before Thanksgiving, but we're going to make this happen. It's going to happen before the new year because you know what? Pretty soon it's going to be May of next year. Seriously? We need this now. We need each other now. So if that's you, be on the lookout. You can also go to the website, createyournow.com, and sign up for the newsletter. And you're going to be getting information here fed to you in November. I am absolutely thrilled and excited to partner with you in life. It's kind of scary when you think about it, right? It's like a new adventure, but new adventures are fun. When you have children, you're living an adventure every day. I always say, with my family. Now we're a family of eight because we have a son-in-law. So, I'm a family of eight, not counting the dogs and the cats, that I'm really big. With our family of eight, it's a party every day, and I love it. It puts a smile on my face, and I want you to have that joy in your life regardless of the circumstances, and I promise you, you can. So I look forward to hearing and sharing more about what's happening with the AIM Academy and hearing your story. But today, I want you to take AIM. Action ignites motivation. Action builds confidence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.